This is PFW in progress.
Hello, I'm Robert Goulet.
PFW in progress.
What you get is one full hour of rip roaring.
Fred Kirsch.
Not some dubious ruffians without the chops, but by a professionally trained voice man.
I don't think Ben Watson is a cheap tipper. I think your girlfriend probably gave.
Paul Perillo.
I don't care if he is Mr. Notorious Big. Can he croon?
Let's groove tonight.
See, I can sing it because Gary's not in there.
You get the idea. It's Snoopy, Dre, Biggie, Huffman.
And Andy. And Andy?
Coolio. The whole bunch. Watch what I do with this little ditty from Mr. Cisco called the Thong Song. Are they going to sing it again? Shebang, shebop, bop, thong song.
Andy Hart.
You wouldn't hire a clown to fix a leak in the john. Yeah.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
You don't even blink, do you? Quick staring contest, me and you, now. You win, you always do.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Anyway, check out the CD. You'll just love it. Or my name isn't...
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. This is Fred Kirsch coming to you live from Gillette Stadium, deep underneath the stands. I'm with Tom Casale. Later on, we'll be joined probably by Paul and Andy as soon as they get done editing, as they call it.
Yeah.
Of course, in the booth is Dan. Dan's in the booth today.
Mini Gary.
I'm going to try to redeem myself.
No, you were fine. Actually, we had several emailers that said you provided a lot of entertainment value, so keep it up. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. We'll be here until 2 o'clock getting ready for this Miami game coming up. We're leaving tomorrow. Very excited. Congratulations to the Red Sox for providing us for something to watch on TV tomorrow night. That should be fun. It's always fun to watch baseball with Paul. He tells you how everything you think is wrong. You know.
Baseball or everything?
Pretty much everything, but especially baseball. He's an elitist. So we got a lot to talk about, and I have a bone to pick with my writers, which I'll bring up in a moment. I have a bone to pick with all of you.
A bone to pick?
I have
what?
A bone to pick.
But what?
But before we get into that, Tom, you were in the locker room today, were you?
Yeah.
How was it? What's the mood? Friday. Loose mood?
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares about the game just like us.
You mean the players don't care?
Nah.
No?
Who cares?
Okay.
They're all right. I mean,
this is the kind of insight that I'm hoping to get from these guys.
No, they're always loose on Friday. You know, they're always a loose group on Friday. Even Bill, like, during his press conferences lately, he's been in a good mood. It's eerie.
Yeah.
You know, it's he's always smiling and...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's you're not used to it. Like, you can actually ask him questions, and he's been giving you answers. It's you're trying to adjust to this new system they have in place.
Wow, that's good.
But
stuff.
I just think he might even know how good this team. I mean, you know, Bill, he knows football,
yeah.
So I think he can look at something and say, he might not say we're going undefeated, but
right.
He can look at a team and say, boy, you know, if we can keep our heads on straight and keep playing, we're going to be tough.
Okay. Well, here's the bone I have to pick with all you guys.
All right. Sure we should be doing this on the air?
Yeah. I thought I've educated you guys to listen to Bill Belichick and read between the lines. And really, you know, it may not sound like it's, you know, there's that much to it, but you really have to think. So I'm on Patriots.com. It was yesterday, and I'm watching Patriots Today with Katrina Acra. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Yeah, that you got
Christina.
It.
Christina
Whatever.
Acra.
I don't know.
And Brian Lowe. And they had
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Who?
An emailer sent an email yesterday saying it was like watching an Olsen twin get hit on by a grown-up Jonathan Lipnicki.
Who's Jonathan Lipnicki?
That's the kid in Jerry Maguire.
Oh, really?
That's Bilo.
Oh, okay. You had me at hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm watching Patriots Today, and they have the snippets of Bill Belichick's press conference, and someone asked him a question about Chad Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's done this, he's done that, and he's matured. And I think he's matured. And he pointed that out. And I'm surprised you guys didn't pick up on that to say, yeah, you know, this is something that was a problem with him. We were right. You know, we were right in thinking that maturity was a problem with this guy. And yeah. Belichick was probably not just talking about football maturity. He was probably talking about overall maturity
right.
with the kid. And I ask you guys for what happened. Nobody even mentions it. I have to find this out
there?
On my own.
Yeah, I guess we forgot, Fred.
What the hell's going on out there?
We do a lot around here. We can't catch every
No, but I thought that was pretty significant.
See, I was thinking he's just – you know, it's tough when you go to Bill every day because I'm just thinking he's just talking about football. You know, he's matured, like, as far as his route running.
No, and I think the way he said it, there was a little bit of Andy's matured. There was a little bit of, you know, there's more to it than just football in that statement. And I think that was validation to everything we've been saying, the observations that we've had, that that was a problem with the kid.
And you know what? We know more than the fans think we know. They can have their own opinions. We know what's going on around here. And that was a problem for sure, guaranteed, his maturity level. He seems this year to, you know, he's been talking with Moss a lot, and he was kind of quiet when he was on PUP, but this week, since he's gotten off, he's kind of been talking with Moss, you know. To me, he looks like he's kind of come along a little bit,
yeah.
you know, just in the locker
room.
And
I think the best thing that ever happened to this kid is, A, how they treated him. They didn't handle him with kid gloves. They gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went through the fire on this team. And I think the second best thing that happened to him was Randy Moss coming to this team. Because if you're a young receiver coming up through high school, college, you've got to look up to
yeah.
Randy Moss. I mean, this is the guy. And now he's on the same team with him. He sees it firsthand what can be.
Well, and
you know, and it's got to help him.
I don't think this team likes rookies coming in acting like they own the place.
No.
And he did that last year. He
yeah.
came in here. He, you know, he was in the locker room acting like. And you see some of the looks from the veterans. They don't want that here. And the problem the Cowboys have, that's what the Patriots do here. When they have a guy acting that way, they take care of it. They nip it in the bud. They don't let it get bigger than it needs to be.
Right.
They have those guys in this locker room. Brandon Merriweather, I barely heard him say a word.
I know.
Lawrence Maroney last year, it was like he didn't even talk. Now, this year, I mean, you can't go in the locker room without hearing Maroney laughing or Joe. You
right.
know, you have to, the first year you're here, they expect you to sit back, learn, you know, learn how they do things here. They don't want you walking around like you own the place.
Right. So that's my bone to pick. I thought that was... That really raised my eyebrows, and I was like, good, okay, I'm glad he said that, but I was surprised you guys didn't mention it. And this is why you have to listen to Bill, as boring as it can be at times, you never know, the slightest little phrase or whatever has significant meaning with this guy.
I just don't understand football, I guess. Well, I'm really surprised Paul didn't, you know, when he has a chance to tell you he was right, I'm surprised he missed that.
Yeah, so... All right, well, that's my observation for the day. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio@patriots.com. Again, congratulations to the Red Sox. Big football game last night. University of South Florida gets knocked down from number 2. Where are they going to be now? Where are they?
They'll drop further than a normal team because
yeah.
people will say, yeah, they're just a fluke. Because
if USC drops to 10, they've got to go below that.
Yeah, they'll probably be like 12, 14 in that range.
Yeah. So it's an interesting college season. This
mm-hmm.
year. Very, very, a lot of fun.
Yep.
All right, what else, Tom? Any changes in your attitude about the Miami game, or is it still going to be a smokeout?
Oh, yeah. I got no use for this game, Fred.
No?
No.
None?
They have no chance. And I know people will say, oh, a few years ago, Monday Night Football, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, those things happen, and it may happen again this year. They may go in later in the season and play a team like the Eagles, who are 4-something, and maybe the Eagles beat them. They ain't losing to Miami this week. That I know.
You know that.
Yeah, because they're not going to catch them. This is a team that beat them 21-0 last year, embarrassed them. Worst performance we've seen here in years, okay? They're not going to forget that. They were embarrassed on that field. Brady was killed. He was screaming and yelling at his teammates. Having that, just that right there, they're going to remember that. Miami's in for a long day.
All right, we've been reading all these reports on Lawrence Maroney. Every time you read it, it's a different report.
Yeah.
Anywhere from he's not coming back till the playoffs
yeah.
to, you know, he's been playing the last
right.
2 weeks. So I don't know where he's falling in. We do know he's out there. He's practicing. He sounds okay. I think if you asked him and he was being honest, he'd say he's ready to go. But I think he's been told, shut up. It's our decision, you know,
mm-hmm.
we'll tell you when you're ready. which is kind of the way I want it. I want my players always wanting to get out there to, you know, to battle through injuries. And so that's a good sign for me. He's also come out and said he's not happy with the whole moniker of being a soft player, which is good. I'm glad he's addressing that. I'm glad that bothers him. I am glad it bothers him, because that's the way I want it for him. But this is the time for him to step up. I really do hope he plays this week, because this is what they got him for. You know, they didn't draft him in the first round, you know, to not step up and take that lead back role.
Do you think he's going to play?
Again, you know, it's almost the same. You know, 2 weeks ago we said he wouldn't play against Cleveland, but he'll probably play against Dallas because of the type of game it is, and then he didn't play. And now we're back to a team where, you know, is a real serious
underdog. But he hasn't played for a while.
So if he hasn't played against Dallas...
Yeah, but when he's healthy, he's going to play, regardless of who the opponent is, because Bill's going to want to get him out there. Plus, you want him to get some touches again. You don't want to just throw guys in against the Colts.
I think you're
right,
and I think he will play this week.
And plus, Miami has a terrible run defense.
Yeah. My gut instincts tell me that he will play this week. So, and we've got a phone call. Mike from Sharon's on the phone. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. 6-0 is a very good place to be.
It sure is.
I want to talk about Patrick Creighton's comments because I think they were actually valid, and I think you know, the players in their response to them were sort of also had a valid comment. I think it was Rosie Colvin who said, as long as Brady scores 101 points and you guys only score 100, we still win the game. I think this defense in some ways has gotten a little bit, I wouldn't say lazy, but a little bit, I mean, we should be better than on defense than we were last year, and quite frankly, we're not.
You make a good point. Sometimes when your offense is so good, defenses don't play with that sense of urgency. I think last year they didn't really have a great off. I mean, I know they moved the ball and scored some points, but on paper with, you know, Caldwell and Gaffney, you look at them and they didn't have a great offense. So I think the defense said, you know, we need to step up. We need to get turnovers and put the offense in good situations. And now they just say, let's just hold them under 30 and we win.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I see what your point is. Maybe they're not playing with the same sense of urgency.
I mean, and there's indications of that. I mean, the red zone defense, I mean, they've only stopped one, maybe two so far this year.
I think it's two.
Yeah, you know, so I agree with Tom. I said this a couple weeks ago. Could the red zone deficiencies be a lack of sense of urgency? Because they know, you know, our offense is going to score points. And I don't care what you say, there is that dynamic between offense and defense on teams.
Yeah, you know? No, I agree with you. If you look, we were talking at the press conference today about Air Coryell, like those days. Very few great offenses have great defenses. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens now and then, but like that Vikings team that has the scoring record with Moss and Carter, they didn't have a great defense. It's almost like the defense is saying, well, let's, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not. They're not saying it. Like they're not on the
right.
field saying,
no,
let them score.
It's
kind of like an unconscious thing in your mind. You
absolutely.
Know? Like, well, it's all right. We'll get it right back with the offense.
Right.
The thing that worries me is then you go up against a great offense like Indy's, and I think you're going to see the exact same game plan. You're going to sort of see Rodney playing down and having, you know, one less linebacker and have Rodney against the tight end.
Yeah, that's a mismatch in the Colts' favor.
Yeah, and that is. But, you know, I mean, who do you put against Dallas Clark? No one's figured that out yet.
Right.
So.
He's like I said yesterday on the show, I think for the Patriots, he's the worst mismatch in professional football right now. That's the one guy they're going to have trouble matching up with because you can't put 2-3 guys on him. Then you got to worry about Wayne and Harrison and Adai. So Dallas Clark, to me, is a real big X factor.
I think whenever you have an ultra-talented tight end, he's always going to be a mismatch problem for a defense.
But he's not just his route running. Like, you know, Gates is phenomenal because he's an incredible athlete and everything, but Dallas Clark is almost like having another receiver.
He's
the way
like
he runs routes.
Russ Welker.
Yeah,
you know,
he is. That's how they use him.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, is that it, Mike?
Yep, that's it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right,
we'll,
take care.
We'll and good luck on Sunday. because I know he's a big Patriot fan.
Yeah, well, I would assume
comes
so.
Comes to all the he's training camps.
Call him the show.
I've seen him at every training camp. Never misses one practice. He's been to more practices than
Paul.
I was gonna say Willie McGinnis, but you know. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Tom, what else you got? Anything good?
I got a ladybug problem. Anyone out there know how to get rid of ladybugs?
Well, you know, it's amazing. Here in Massachusetts, we had a really unseasonal warm day yesterday, mm-hmm. and they just all, you know, whatever they call it.
Yeah, but they're
it.
Coming in my house.
No, they're in my house, too. They're
hundreds
all
of
over
them?
The place.
Hundreds of them?
Well, not hundreds.
I got hundreds of them.
You
got
to close your window. You got any windows
Christ.
Open?
No. Why would I have windows open if ladybugs were getting
in? It was
in?
A nice day yesterday.
No,
maybe you had a window open.
No, it's bit. They keep coming in every day. Like they're
every
they're,
day.
Yeah, I have a big problem, and they're like they're the hardest thing in the world to get rid of because I called an exterminator, and he said our pesticides really only kill like 10% of them. They don't kill them. And I guess we transported ladybugs in from another country, and
yeah,
they don't die. They don't
right
die
now.
In the winter. They just hibernate and come back. And,
yeah. Yesterday was
man.
A real, because it was so warm, they all just, whatever they call it.
Yeah, they're
it.
Getting in my house somehow.
Yeah, there's a big infestation of them. We had them yesterday, too.
Did you?
But the door was open, that's why. They all got
in. Yeah, they're getting in through my windows or something. I don't know how.
Wow.
But we got a house that haven't been lived in a while, so you never know if they're in there. So, you know what I mean? Like,
right. So what are you going to do?
I'm asking the listeners if you've ever had a ladybug problem. And there's really nothing. I've checked online. There's really nothing to do. You just have to kind of suck them up with a shop vac and, you know, move forward. I don't
you
know
have
what
a
to
shop
do.
Vac?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll suck those
so
right
if
up.
Anyone online, anyone listening has a ladybug problem and you have any suggestions, let me know.
Now, isn't
I'll
it
try
bad
anything.
Luck to kill a ladybug?
I don't give a crap. I'll kill every freaking one of them.
I thought they were good luck.
Not 500 of them in my bedroom. That's not good luck.
Oh, okay.
That's a problem.
Are they the red ones with the black dots?
And yeah, like the orangish ones.
Yeah.
Those are like they're different.
Some of them, you kill them and they stink.
They yeah, they
stink.
Let off that pheromone.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Well, I've been killing them like crazy. I've killed, I'd say, 2,000 ladybugs this last week.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't have any luck anyway, so that's not going to change.
I heard that pheromone is very attractive to Philippine women. You can get 2-3 at a time if you're wearing that as a musk.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com, now that I've insulted the entire island of Philippine.
I'm sure Dave will be chiming in soon.
Dave's just laughing. He's sitting back there. At least he's not playing cards like
Dan.
Oh,
yeah, and
he was talking about Dave from the Philippines.
Yeah, I was talking about, and I don't know his first name anyways. I call him Mini Gary.
At least he's not playing cards like Gary does online. Yeah. I'm wondering, is he playing solitaire with other people, or is it just
Gary?
Single
I don't,
game? I guess hence the name, it has to be by yourself, right?
Who knows what he's doing?
Yeah.
Certainly not working.
Where's he today? Oh, today he went, did he go on another one of his trips today?
Yeah.
Jesus. kid takes more time off. Good Lord. All right. Webradiopages.com. I guess it's time to get to the emails, huh?
Sure. You're running the show here, Fred.
All right. Because, you know, in the second half, Felger comes and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been with him this week, so I don't know where his stance is on everything.
Where can you stand? There's only one place to stand.
Yeah, I'm sure he can find something negative.
All right. Let's see. This is Bradley. Who is this from? Brad from Keene, New Hampshire. All right. So this is the second time I've sent an email, although I'm sending it late on Thursday as I listen to PFW in Progress. Great show. I was picturing the four of you in Alive, the movie, kind of situation where survivors must eat one another in order to survive. I wouldn't want to be the one to decide who gets eaten first, but I have a feeling I know whom three of you would pick. Really, who wouldn't want to eat their boss? Sorry, Fred. I think you're all great.
If Andy was here, he'd say we'd eat Paul because we could survive for a month.
Right. Anyway, the intro to PFW in Progress sometimes mentions the possibility of Lori stopping by. Who's Lori? Lori Baranski, formerly of Patriots Today? Yes, that is who it is. Although Christina Acra is a much better TV presence than Lori, I've missed Lori, and God help me if I can make it through an entire cheerleader chit-chat. That's not really meant for men.
Why are you teaming up on me?
But, if you're listening to cheerleader chit-chat and you're a guy, you're kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's meant for girls who want to be cheerleaders and stuff like
that. I don't want to know the guy who's listening to that because I've heard it.
All right. On the phone right now, speaking of Philippine, is Dave. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got nothing to say, but you guys obviously wanted me to call, so.
Absolutely.
I didn't want you to call.
Why not?
I didn't appreciate that, you know, and I'm sure my wife wouldn't either if she heard it, but oh well.
Oh, okay.
I'm sending you guys my picks in a little while. I thought I'd play along this week. You don't need to read them on the air, but we'll compare notes next week and see how we did.
See how Dave did from the Philippines.
All right, that sounds good.
All right.
Are you Take it easy, guys.
Okay, Dave.
Yep, bye.
Dave from the Philippines just felt like spending $20 on a phone call just to say hello. That's great, though. You know, we love it. Send us food. No. All right. We got grillers coming, right?
Who cares? They stink.
Oh, we can't say that.
I mean, hey, grillers. I love grillers. You know, I can't eat that kind of stuff, so they're not for me.
No?
No.
I noticed you had a couple beers last week, though. That
yeah.
That's good.
A couple beers.
Yeah. Good to see you have a couple, you know,
I'll be back to normal this week.
Yeah? All right.
Miserable and doing nothing.
Abby says, I heard your reference my email, and I respect you for not airing out that clown Felger. He is an arrogant, I can't say that, and has completely changed his tune over the past 2 years in an effort to further his career. Anyway, just wanted to let you know, guys know that I am an avid listener and have been for years, although I don't write in. I appreciate the show, and even if Felger refers to you as low-level employees, you're much more to Pats fans across the globe. As far as my name and city go, Abby is a nickname. First part of my last name. Check out the email address. My real name is Joseph, and Hallie is short for Halifax, Nova Scotia. Okay, so I asked where that was the other day. Anyway, a few of my friends and I are coming to the Redskins game on the 28th. Maybe we'll be able to run into each other. Tom, where are you going to be the night before the Redskins game?
I got actually a friend coming up for that game.
Oh,
a big
good.
Redskins fan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of Redskins fans tried to get tickets for that game.
There's a lot of Redskins fans,
yeah,
that's
are.
For sure.
Redskins have a big, big following.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Sawyer from Waterloo, Iowa. I'm sure we were all happy with the performance that our Pats put forth last Sunday, but we only got a couple days till it was brought back down to earth when Craig called in on Tuesday. I was going to email that he was actually correct to bring up the penalties the week before, but Craig was able to call in once again and let everyone know just how smart he thinks he is. This week, an 800 phone number was brought up to encourage callers to chime in. Most of the time, that is not a bad idea, but keep Craig in mind when mulling this idea over.
All that in a bag of chips.
I think with Craig in mind that you should not only scrap the idea of a toll-free number, but go to a 900 number. That way, Craig could finally become useful. You could charge him $10 a minute and use the money to buy your own food when the cheap fans don't send food. Just a thought.
Who's this?
That's Sawyer from Waterloo.
Well, why don't you send us some food, Sawyer?
There you go. Let's see.
I think Sawyer has in the past, maybe. I forget. We've had so many of them, I can't even remember anymore.
I know. John in L.A. talking about our website. He's like, who the F is having trouble reading the website? What's the problem? News on the left, media on the right. People will complain about anything. It's a phenomenal site. If people are too effing dumb to navigate a perfectly organized homepage, maybe they should just stay off it. Take a breath and learn to read.
You sure this isn't Fred K. from Foxborough?
No, that is not me. It's John in L.A. So there, all
Fred,
of you.
The only problem I said I had
yes.
is that if there's times when you put content up and it doesn't go up, that's a problem.
What do you mean it doesn't go up?
Like when we were putting up Ask PFW and it wasn't come up, and Chris said you have to press Shift F this, and how about F U? That's what I say. I mean, come on.
No, that's your own computer. You were seeing an old version of the site because it was stored in your cache. He's just telling you on your own computer to just clear your cache. The rest of the world was seeing it.
I don't give a crap about the rest of the world. I'm talking about me.
Okay.
What if I want to see it?
It's okay, Tom. It's all right.
But what's this cache stuff, Fred? It's a computer.
When you go to one site often. A lot of times your computer stores an old
version. So I just have to hit refresh.
Yeah, so because it so that you'll get there quicker.
Oh.
You know what Skype is? Skype. Let's see, Phil in Nova Scotia. He says, hey, Tom, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to work some of that, well, I guess I don't know football magic by telling me that there is no way that James Laurinaitis will be drafted by the Pats next year. Tell you what. If you do this for me and it works, I'll buy you a new video iPod. Seriously, though, Who would you rather, Laurinaitis or Dan Connor? Think that we have a shot at either one? Side topic, if Laurie is at all attracted to balloon head heart, then OxyContin must be a very strong chemical indeed, and my normal size hat goes off to him.
Okay, I would take Laurinaitis in a second over Connor. I think Connor is a pretty good player, but Laurinaitis is one of the top linebackers. Right now, for me, it's between him and Maualuga. They're kind of different players, but Maualuga is one of those mean guys, and I love mean people. I love those guys who he's one of the biggest hitters in college football, and then he'll just look at you, and he won't, like, he's got that Harrison kind of mentality to the game, which I like, but you can't go wrong with Laurinaitis. We'll have to see how many of the juniors come out and where the San Francisco pick is. I think if you get in the top 12, you have a chance for him. Anything beyond that, he'll probably be gone.
All right. Let's see. Steve, Tony, Jason, Anthony, John, Stripper, bunch of other people. We'll get to your emails in a second after this break.
Playoff action is back in Foxborough. Once again, your New England Revolution have advanced to the MLS playoffs and are looking for a return trip to MLS Cup.
Drive the forum and the goal! 1-0 Revs! What a huge tally for New England!
Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Matt Reese, and the rest of the Revs take to the field in Foxborough, and they want you there to cheer them on to victory.
Takes a touch and buries it! 1-0 Revs! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Individual tickets start at just $18, and significant discounts are available for groups of 20 or more. Bring your family or group, and don't miss a minute of this exciting playoff match at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS. That's 1-877-GET-REVS to get your playoff ticks.
Get your ticks.
And get the Revolution.
The New England Revolution.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Dumoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. The commercial for the Game of the Greats, that happened last weekend.
Vinny Gary said he was going to redeem himself playing commercials from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you hang up the phone this time?
I did.
Okay.
He's looking like Coco Crisp up at the plate today. All right. Let's see. Tom has a ladybug problem, and Stripper says the answer is Hot Shot Bug Strips from Lowe's.
Let me write that down here.
Hot Shot Bug Strips from Lowe's work for me. The next day, I put the strip up. And let's see, another person. DG says, Tom, I did a quick web search, and it looks like the vacuum is your best option. I did, however, have one land on my wrist yesterday when I was driving, so I rolled down the window and flicked it away. That helps.
Well, the vacuum gets rid of them. It's just I don't want them there. Right. You know what I mean?
P.S., great pick on the Pats last week. Fred, is your psychic hotline still up and running? That'll be enough out of you, Doug. On the phone right now is who's in Seattle?
Shannon.
Shannon in Seattle. How you doing, Shannon?
I'm just peachy today. How are y'all?
We're doing good.
You know, I find it kind of funny that Sawyer and Craig are ripping on each other. It's kind of like Ireland ripping on Scotland.
Right.
They both wear skirts and eat potatoes.
Oh!
So I figured we could bring them together, you know, so we can all have a bunch of love here. So, Craig, this is for you. Ding, 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 ding. And Sawyer, this is for you. Bah.
Wow.
Wow, the fans going at each other.
I love it.
Such an idiot.
So anyways, I had a flight to California over the weekend, so I had to watch the game in a, that was more of a Niners bar. The nice thing about that is they all hated the Cowboys, so.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of Cowboys fans there and a bunch of Niners fans rooting for the Pats, so it was quite raucous. We had a good time.
That's good.
The 275 Jaeger shots didn't help out too much afterwards. Ooh. Not that much right now.
Surprised you remember the score.
Yeah.
Did you sniff it up your, did you sniff the Jägermeister up your nose?
I've never tried that.
Try that. That's what I used to do.
That's what you used to do?
Yeah, you take the Jägermeister and put it in the cap and sniff the cap, and then you do it to each nostril.
Oh, for crying out loud. Give that a try, Shannon.
Now, could I do the Jäger up one nostril and the Red Bull up the other for a Jäger bomb up the nose?
Sure. They didn't have Red Bull in my day, so I just did the Jägermeister. I didn't have that option.
Hey, tell you what, when my nose is running on Monday, I'll give you a call.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be running, but it'll be worth it.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. Tom, what's all this with snorting Jägermeister?
I used to do that back in the day.
Right. Now, did you also take it anally? You know, have a tube up your...
Not the Jägermeister, no.
Woo! All right, let's see. All right, so we solved your ladybug problem.
Well, we think.
Not in a gay way, of course.
Let's see. Pratt from Germantown, Maryland says... please play Tom Casale's You Know Why.
Oh, we got Mini Gary.
Forget
yeah.
it. I had a question regarding the uniforms the Pats have worn in their away games. According to my understanding, our away game jerseys are white. However, in week one at the Jets, they wore the blue. And again, this past weekend in Dallas, they wore the blue. Who decides which colors are worn?
The home team.
The home team does.
Dallas always wears white at home. Washington always wears white at home. The Jets, do they usually wear white at home now?
Well, early in the year they might because of the sun.
Yeah, Dallas and Washington are the two teams I know that always wear the white at home. I might be forgetting a team or two, but those two for sure. Like Miami, you'll see early in the year, like you said, Fred, wear white at home to make the other team wear the darker jersey. But you know what?
He asked some other questions, but at the end he says, are there some good linebackers coming out of the draft class for next year? The reason I'm worried about this is a coach like Mike Nolan could put Patrick Willis in the game his rookie year. Do you guys think Belichick would allow a rookie to start if Bruschi and Seau were to retire?
Yeah, if he's good enough. I mean, if Belichick had Patrick Willis, he'd be playing quite a bit. You know, that's a guy that can come in. He's shown it. Just come in and contribute right away. This is one of the deepest linebacking classes in a while, if the juniors all declare. We have to wait for that. You don't know who's going to come out and who isn't. But I know we talk about linebackers here all the time, and there's always a few good ones that come out. This year's crop is really, really deep in talent. So if there is going to be a year that they go for one, you have to put two and two together. If a couple of their guys leave and it's a deep, you know, group of guys, you got to figure this would be the year.
This is the year, finally. The year. Been saying it for four years now. Anthony writes in, he's wondering if it's possible to have the PFW TV show added to the website.
Well, people have been asking for that.
Yeah,
Fred.
I put out an inquiry to see if we can get a tape after each show, and if we can, we'll get that up on the website. He says, living in North Carolina, I don't get to see it, but it'd be cool if we could watch it like streaming video, or like the Patriots Today, or even download it. Well, if I can get it, you can do either one. So,
good.
Yeah. Let's see. Jason says, hey, Cork Soakers. I've been listening to your show for about 8 months now, and I'm impressed with all of you except for Fred the Useless, of course.
Boy, Fred, you're taking it on the chin after that Cowboys prediction.
Really, your format is one of the best radio experiences out there, and it's principally because you've got so many voices, ideas, and opinions. By contrast, you guys need to get Rook a friend in badly. He's got no one to talk to, so he often sounds like one of these guys you see in the train asking himself questions and humping the seat. Oh, poor John.
John can't take that kind of criticism like us.
Well, he should get a co-host.
Yeah, he needs one.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear him babble for 2 hours straight.
To Craig, says Jason, keep calling. You make the show better, albeit by sounding dopey. Being completely stuck on your own team and getting blown up. These other guys just don't realize how much we owe in entertainment value to you. Keep up the good work. Well, there's some praise for Craig right there. Finally, a question. Does anyone out there know how I could watch a Pats game? I haven't been able to find anything on Japanese TV, not even the Super Bowl last year, despite access to whatever upgraded sports package thingy here. I really can't keep contenting myself with internet broadcasts of Pats radio and watching little stupid lines move on NFL.com. This team, with its chance to go 16-0, in your face, Kirsch, is something like I've got to see at least once live. By the way, tell the Useless, that would be me, that salt over the shoulder is better than some reverse jinx BS. I don't want that kind of luck that involves the team's newspaper's chief editor picking against them in a big game against a weaker opponent.
Boy, that guy's all
people
over
people are very
you,
upset that I picked against the Patriots.
Because
I let them down.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And
too bad.
What are the Japanese doing over there? They don't even have the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
what's
I don't
going
know.
On, Fred?
I thought that they did over there. That's kind of crazy.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the right network or what, but I thought that Japan was one of the countries the Super Bowl was...
you would think. It's just...
Yeah. All right. Well, he should get that sling box. If he knows anybody in America that watches the game every Sunday, get the sling box, hook it up to their TV, and then you can watch the game as they watch it on your PC.
Yeah, there you go.
So check it out, Slingbox. I think it's slingbox.com.
Yeah.
Tony's in Dallas, Tom. He says, first-time listener, first-time email. Oh, long-time listener, first-time emailer. I've only one complaint regarding the quality of the PFW podcast. Please turn up the volume on the podcast.
Boy,
it's nearly impossible to hear if listening somewhere with mild background noise. I know others have complained about the same thing, so my hope is there will be strength in numbers and baba booey to all of you.
There won't be, Tony, because I have to ask you this, Fred. When people keep having the same complaint, why doesn't anyone do anything about it? I asked Chris Ferreira, and his answer was, there's nothing I can do.
Why?
He says they're up as high as they can go. Meanwhile, every other podcast in the world, you can hear perfectly fine. Yet this one, for some reason, people can't hear. It's the same excuse everyone else gives around here. Oh, it's their computer. It's not their freaking computer.
Well, maybe we could get maybe it's Dvorkin or whoever.
It's
or
Chris
Gary.
Ferreira. It's his problem.
It's Ferreira.
He won't get off his lazy butt and do anything.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to find out more about it. I'm not ready to throw anybody under the bus until I know the details.
Well, I know Chris Ferreira won't throw himself under the bus, that's for sure. He'll pass the buck on to somebody else.
All right. Well, no, we definitely want the volume to be up, right?
Yeah, we get these every week, two or three of them. Complaining about the volume, so something's got to be going on.
Okay, let's figure it out. You know, Dan, the doctor, Gary, Chris, they all need to get together and figure this out. Yeah, you gonna say something in there? No. Steve and Walnut, I have just found your podcast and have listened to a few shows. It takes me back to my parents' living room in Western Mass. I live out here in California, so I'm usually unable to see many games. So at least I can listen now. That's good.
There you go. We got a ton of new listeners, Fred.
We do. It's great. People are finding out about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had, and I told you guys, the Patriots Today Show had over 260,000 views in September. This show had over 100,000.
And Maura O'Brien isn't buying it for a second. She says you're making those numbers up.
Well,
she says nobody listens to us. That's what she thinks.
She's more cynical than Andy is.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
She's mad that people are sending us food. You know, we have a girl now who's interested in us, and she's just not buying it. She's jealous.
All right. Let's see. John in L.A. says Casale nails it. Over the last 3 weeks, Owens has 11 catches for 124 yards and one touchdown. He wasn't happy after the Cowboys lost to New England on Sunday, despite catching six passes for 66 yards and a touchdown. Quote, I was frustrated we didn't go down the field as much, he said before Wednesday's practice. With the way they played, we could have taken some shots. Even despite that, there were opportunities for us to win the game. Is Casale ever wrong?
No, I'm not, and I'd like to pat myself on the back again, Fred. You know how I like the Vikings this week?
Yeah.
When did Terrell Owens say this?
Wednesday before practice.
He's saying what they should have done against the Patriots on the most important practice day of the week.
Right.
I'm telling you, not going to be up, not going to be ready mentally, Fred.
Nope. Alex says, put me in the podcast volume complaint bandwagon. Who is responsible? Is it the man that you guys say belongs in the Hall of Fame of bucket passing? Well, you tell that douchebag he better start assuming his dues. Is Joey Porter still alive? Is Alex's other question.
No, I haven't. Yeah, he is because he keeps talking before every game, but he hasn't made a play in forever. Hey, it's Chris Ferreira. He'll pass the buck on to somebody else. He doesn't want to hear it. He said he's got it turned up as far as it'll go. It's your fault.
Oh, we got to figure that out. We got to figure that out because we need our fans to be able to hear us.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned something to him yesterday. He didn't want to hear it from us.
And there's a lot going on. And if the volume's not up, they're going to miss Gary's subtle little, sound effects and things like that.
Yeah, God knows you wouldn't want to miss those.
Yeah. Let's see. Ben has a new game he wants us to play. It's called Who Would You Rather Kill? I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Here are the rules. There are 5 questions, and you must select only one of the 2 choices. Please analyze each answer because your decisions are critical to the survival of our nation and for some of the choices in this poll. This game is mostly intended for Tom, but everyone can participate. Here's to hoping that he's here today. Tom is, in fact, here today.
And I'm ready to kill.
All right, number 1, who would you rather kill, Tim McCarver or Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless.
Okay.
That's easy. He's a big blowhard. I can't stand that guy.
Number 2, Brian Lowe or Kyle Passetti?
Oh, Brian Lowe. I mean, Kyle's harmless. That B Lowe, he's on his way out.
3, Corey Dillon or Roy Williams?
Corey Dillon.
Okay.
Corey Dillon is just not a good person, in my opinion.
Bill Polian or Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones. That, you could put him one on the list. If you
this one is intended mostly for Paul, but since he's not here, we'll do it anyway. The fan standing in front of you at the Patriots game or Fred Kirschwelker?
Can I pick Paul?
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to pick me, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope everyone enjoyed playing. I certainly enjoy listening. Keep up the good work. That's Ben from
Boxborough.
Yeah,
you can always bring more of those. That's a fun game.
That's a good new game. Who would you rather kill? That's along the tone of this show.
Yeah.
You know, Andy will like playing that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Dan says, the other day you were talking about next year's roster, considering the potential departures of many key players, and you got to talking about the draft. Even though it's only week 7, it's still interesting to look forward. So here's my question. Should we even get into this? I guess so. You like the draft, right?
We can just touch on it if you want for a second. We don't have to go in depth.
He says he's a displaced Mainer writing from his new home in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is UVA country, and all the hype down here all season has been about Chris Long. As you well know, Al Groh and the Cavs play a base 3-4 defense, and Long is a beast at defensive end. I know every year everyone projects the pass to take a linebacker high in the draft, and it wouldn't surprise if this actually was the year they did it. But they always seem to just take the best available player that fits their system. If the Pats are picking in the top 5 this year with the 49ers pick, is there any reason to believe Chris Long could fit the Patriots at that pick despite other more obvious needs?
I don't think they would take him in the top five. I mean, I haven't gotten in depth in my draft research yet, so I don't know where he's projected to go. I know he's high on a lot of people's lists as a guy coming out this year. If the Patriots had a top five pick, I mean, it's too hard to say what they would do, but you're talking about a guy now playing end, going to linebacker. Heck, they don't like picking those guys in the fourth round, so I don't think they would take him with a top five pick.
We talked about Philippines earlier. Jay in Panama City, Florida says all you need with Filipino women is $10 and a condom.
I got the condom.
I thought that was Everett. No? Let's see. Lambo says, this is Lambo in China. I just quit my job in Shanghai, and now I've got nothing to do except play darts, eat the noodle and rice, and chase after thin Chinese women.
Yes.
So now it's Chinese women.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to get the Patriots China Bowl back on track. Maybe I can teach the locals how to play flag football or something. If Mr. Kraft wants to hire me, I'm available for 3 or 4 hours a day if I'm not busy with the ladies.
Well, are you retired or unemployed?
Because Peter.
If you're unemployed, you can always get a job.
If you are serious, Peter, we can use your help. We got a guy over there now that works for us, Nick Krippendorf. He's forming fan clubs. He's got them in Beijing. He's got a couple in Shanghai, Guangzhou, a couple other places. Another one of our things we want to do is clinics. So I would say, Lambo, send me your email. I've got it here.
Are you offering someone a job over the air?
Well, it wouldn't be a paying job.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, he could help out with the kids.
All right.
You know, so actually there is opportunities in China if you're willing to help out the Patriots. And by the way, there are no plans for a China Bowl until 2009 at the earliest, and maybe the Patriots would play it, but we don't know. But right now, China is focused on the Olympics, so,
yeah,
you know, nothing's going to happen until that's over. Let's see. What is this? We have a green light at Scarlett's, by the way. I guess it's an establishment in Miami.
Okay, who's giving us a green light?
Who else? Stripper.
Oh, okay.
He knows the manager.
Oh, yeah, that's one of his old friends.
So if we go, we get VIP treatment.
Okay, I like VIP treatment.
Yeah, but we're not going. I know I'm not.
For VIP treatment,
You might. Bob and Gilroy, can you guys comment on the Patriots going after StubHub? I live in California and often use online ticket brokers to get Patriots tickets. Do you think that other teams are going to crack down on this? Is Mass the only state that has laws against reselling tickets for a profit? It is one of the few states remaining that do, and I got a feeling that before this whole legal case gets done, I think Mass is going to change their laws, so it might become moot. But I think it's a good thing that the Patriots are doing what they're doing, because what these places do is they encourage people to put the tickets on and sell them for above face value.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just sell them to a friend for face value.
Right.
You know, I think it's a good thing, especially in a, you know, when you get the Patriots have such a demand, so many people are willing to buy tickets. You know, it's not like when you buy a ticket to a Patriots game, you own the seat. You know, it's just like a privilege to go to the game. It's a license to go to the game. So that's my take on it.
All right.
You're all for scalping, right?
I don't mind it. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. People try and earn a buck, Fred.
Well, you know, get a job.
Some people don't like the 9-to-5 life.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what they're doing. Let's see. Dan is in Smithfield. He says, I was just listening to EEI, and Peter King was asked if the Steelers had a chance to compete this year. His answer was that the Steelers did have a chance if they played mistake-free football on offense. Am I wrong, or doesn't it give everybody a good chance if they play mistake-free football? Just an interesting comment from our favorite columnist.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose he's probably saying with their defense, if they don't turn the ball over, they can stay in the game, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't like to analyze stuff like that. Because if they play mistake-free football and the Patriots play mistake-free football, the Patriots will win.
I like Peter King. I think he's a fountain of insider knowledge, but man, when it's up to him giving an opinion, he never does. He's always on the fence.
One of the worst, yes. So that's his way of saying, yeah, they could if blah,
right,
blah,
right.
blah, blah.
he really is, as far as his own opinion is, he's very hard to
pin. I think
he's
so afraid to piss somebody off. You know what I mean? Because he's trying to keep all those guys. Right, I guess that's what he has to do.
He has great connections, and I think he's really good. Felger sucks, says Louis Nova. Felger brought up a good point during last week's show. Good coaches manage the whole game, not just one aspect. With that in mind, what is your take on coaches calling the plays? I'm interested in your opinion about Shanahan and Holmgren.
What do you mean?
Coaches that call the offensive plays.
Oh, you mean are the offensive coordinators as well?
Yeah.
I don't love that. I don't like when head coaches are GMs. I don't like when head coaches. Like, Bill is basically the GM. Would you agree, Fred? He makes the final decisions.
Absolutely.
But he has guys doing the important work that he can't do because he's busy coaching the team. So even though Shanahan's going to have a big involvement in the offense, I still like to have an offensive coordinator who just does things during the week that you can't get to. Because I just think the job of an NFL head coach, when you're taking over the whole team, is so hard.
Yeah.
You can't be a GM. You can't be a defensive coordinator. Sure. I hate to use this guy because I don't like him, but Wade Phillips, it's his defense, but he has a coordinator. That's how I like it. Like, I don't want the coach calling the plays, because what if something's going wrong on offense and you're calling defensive plays?
I think you're right, and I think Felger did bring up a good point. How Bill does it allows him to go where he thinks he needs to be. You know, he doesn't have to focus on one aspect of the game.
I mean, this is Bill's defense. It's Bill Belichick's defense.
Right.
But he has Dean Pease there because he trusts him, and they go over stuff together. But he can't be just on offense or on defense. What if the offense is getting shut out in the third quarter? He might have to pay more attention to that.
And he can see things by not having that responsibility that will give him ideas. He can think about other things. I like the way Bill does it. I don't think a lot of guys can do it the way Bill does it, though, because they're just not that smart. You know? He's a rare talent. Jimmy in Orlando, what's up, bitches? Your ladybug problem may be amplified by killing them. You may be sending a pheromone smorgasbord to the mating call of ladybugs.
Yeah, well, I'm sucking them up.
Yeah, so that's good. I have a question. I left Mass 20 years ago. Does Mass still have the damn gypsy moth caterpillars everywhere? I think I would take ladybugs over them any day and the Japanese beetles. Yes, they do have gypsy moths. Mm-hmm. Every like 3 or 4 years, it's really bad.
Yeah.
I think this wasn't a bad year for them, but they're all over the place.
Yep.
I see those damn webs that they put up there, and I knock them down.
Yeah.
And it's gross. I step all over them,
and that's what I do.
I hate them.
Burn them up.
Ah.
I take a big rock and smash it.
As far as your PC, right-click your Internet Explorer icon, select properties, and delete cookies and files. No harm done.
Okay.
So there you go, Tom.
Well, it's you guys who set my computer up.
I don't know.
Tom Casale. I just play by the rules.
What, do you need someone to sit there with you while you're using
I'm saying
it?
You guys put with how the computer's supposed to be. And I need a new one. Help desk, if you're listening, my computer still doesn't work.
Did you email him yet?
I'm going to today. Yeah, I've been busy, Fred.
You've been busy?
Yeah.
You can't send an email to help desk that you need a new laptop?
Well, I've been busy. Unlike Andy Hart, who I don't know how he gets his work done, I actually work when I'm here. I never seen it. You ever see a guy like that? This guy is up there talking nonstop all day, gossiping like a girl, and somehow he always gets his work in on time. I guess it's a...
It sounded like a damn cocktail party there yesterday. I mean, Jesus, all I needed was the clicking of glasses. Everybody was, like, standing around, cracking jokes.
Yeah, and I was working.
Boy, you know, I expect to see Andy in, like, one of those smoking jackets, you know, with an ascot on or something.
You always know when Andy's doing something for 5 minutes because you don't hear his big mouth.
Oh, good. All right. Jeff says, I just started to listen to PFW in Progress about 2 weeks ago. I absolutely love the show. I listen to the show every night when I'm trying to fall asleep.
Thanks.
I think that's a compliment. I don't know. You guys crack me up when you blow up that caller who constantly calls daily. I think he's from South Carolina. That would be great.
Yeah.
Anyways, will Troy Brown be back for week 7? I hear everyone talking that Seymour will be out for a couple more weeks, but I haven't heard anything about Brown. Will he be back this season, or do you think he'll retire? Also, if Brown does come back, who will the Pats cut?
Troy Brown's the one that has me stumped. I really don't know what's going on there. They didn't activate him. I don't know how huge of a role he would have on this team. I know you can always use a Troy Brown, but, you know, that's kind of Welker's job now, so... I don't know. That's an interesting one. I could see him retiring. if the, that's a, I really don't have an. What do you think, Fred? That's a Troy Brown to me is was the tough one out of the group because once they didn't activate him right away, now you got to kind of wonder what's going on.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. I mean, like I said, I think a week ago, I really think that Belichick expected that there would be more injuries to the wide receiving corps.
Yeah, I agree.
Like there are every year, and there haven't been this year. And a lot of times he doesn't make an early decision because history has shown out that time sometimes makes the decision for you. And I think in this case, now he's got a dilemma. It's a good dilemma. You got too many guys. I think he expected guys to get hurt.
The one thing I'll say is the other guys that were on PUP, we see in the locker room quite a bit, like Eddie Jackson and Chad Jackson, even when they were on PUP. Troy Brown's been a ghost.
I know he'll have a job here at the Patriots as long as he wants one, but
I mean, if Chad Jackson gets activated, I would have to guess that maybe Troy Brown's next job will be going on to a new job with the Patriots. Just to me, it doesn't seem like they're really a fit for him anymore.
Let's see. For those overseas that are having trouble watching, I have a tip. Go to sopcast.com, SOPCAST.com. Sopcast.com. And I guess from there you can pretty much watch anything you want, and you didn't hear it from me.
Okay.
What? Dan's looking at me. You keep moving around. Like, what's going on in there?
Is he giving more hand signals over there?
Now he's giving body signals.
I'm waving you home from third, Fred.
And Jason, is that a full fresh coffee, Jason?
Yep.
Oh, the doctor's bringing in fresh Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Who the hell wants coffee?
That's another great thing about working
it's
here.
It's 80 degrees outside.
We have Dunkin' Donuts coffee. That's great. You don't have to go out.
I don't drink coffee. Don't care.
Well, I'm just saying, if you did, it would be great, right?
But I don't, so it's not.
Okay. Let's see. Podcast volume, another person. Crazy, or Scott. He says, as an avid listener, I can tell you what is wrong with the podcast sound. What you have to do is run the file through something called a hard limiter. Most audio programs can do this. It will even out the sound so there aren't so many quiet spots. The loud parts are plenty loud, but then you can barely hear other parts. You guys are pretty much all I listen to this time of year, so I'm glad to lend a hand. Keep up the awesome work. So did you hear that, everybody? Everybody that's listening, you have to run the file through a hard limiter. I have no idea what that means.
Is that them or you?
No, us when they prepare the file.
Yeah, so talk to those two. Don't care what you're saying. They're not even looking at you. You know, Chris Ferreira is saying it's not my job to do that. So what's going to happen? Dvorkin doesn't even know where he is in there.
Now, on the other hand, we have Shannon emailing in. He says, please do not turn up the podcast. Strange, but I seem to hear you just fine through my computer, and I barely have the volume up, Peckerwoods. So I don't know.
That's not the podcast, though. Probably just streaming it.
Oh, okay. The podcast is when people download it, which
yes.
I know. So the only problem is downloading, I guess. So
no, the podcast. When you listen to it live, it's fine. But when you get it like on your iPod, it's not fine.
Okay.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.
Now. Alty's from Canada. He says, you guys are great. I haven't missed a game in about 10 years. I'm going to Brazil for a few weeks, and I've already given in to missing the Redskins game due to traveling, but I desperately can't miss the Colts game. I was wondering if any of you knew how well the Game Pass on NFL.com works. I'm sure it works fine, but I hear it's expensive.
What is it?
Watching, you know, on NFL.com, the NFL Pass.
You can't watch games on NFL.com.
If you're overseas,
overseas,
you can.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
So I heard it's okay, but it's expensive. We got a lot of people who want to watch these games.
Well, they're all getting on board, Fred. It's a big season.
Let's see, Tom. This is from John. He says, Tom, a couple of days ago you said there weren't any great defenses over the past decade. Why is that so? Why haven't there been great defenses over the past 10 years? Also, what are your thoughts on Glenn Dorsey from LSU, Cedric Ellis from USC, Brian Cushing from USC, and Derek Harvey from Florida?
Well, Dorsey is the number one player on everybody's board right now, so he's a monster. The two guys from USC are both good. I like Cushing, especially for here, because he's a versatile guy, can play inside or outside linebacker. He's been injured a little bit this year, so his stock may drop, which may help the Patriots if they're picking in the middle or the bottom around one. The defense thing, I don't know. I said, Fred, that the last great defense I thought was that 1990-91 Eagles team with Clyde Simmons, Jerome Brown, Reggie White, you had Eric Allen and Andre Waters in the defensive backfield, Seth Joyner and Byron Evans at linebacker. That team was scary defensively.
I think for one-year wonders, I think Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Baltimore defense when they won, I think all year not one guy missed a tackle. That was the surest tackling team that I've ever seen.
I don't think they could stop the Patriots. I was trying to think of teams like that, that.
I think they could. I think they'd give the Patriots trouble.
Yeah, that it was good. It was definitely a good defense. So that's probably the best since that Eagles defense. People don't talk about the Eagles because they didn't win anything. But I'll tell you what, they went 10-6 one year, and Brad Gable played two games. He was working at UPS. Buddy Ryan gave him a call, and he just came in and started handing the ball off. That's how good that defense was when Randall Cunningham got hurt. It's just, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to talk to Dan Fouts for a story I'm doing, and I'll ask him why he thinks, what he thinks about today's defenses and why he doesn't think there's any great defenses anymore.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we have more emails, probably more people showing up. We don't know. But we'll be right back.
Playoff action is back in Foxborough. Once again, your New England Revolution have advanced to the MLS playoffs and are looking for a return trip to MLS Cup.
Drive to Forum, and it's there! 1-0 Rams! What a huge tally for New England!
Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Matt Reese, and the rest of the Revs take to the field in Foxborough, and they want you there to cheer them on to victory.
Takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Rams! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Individual tickets start at just $18, and significant discounts are available for groups of 20 or more. Bring your family or group, and don't miss a minute of this exciting playoff match at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS. That's 1-877-GET-REVS to get your playoff ticks.
Get your kicks.
And get the Revolution.
The Revolution.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything!
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, back here in PFW in progress, if you can hear us. Fred, Tom, now Andy and Paul have joined the party. And, guys, did you hear my bone that I had to pick with all of you?
No.
Were you listening to the show?
No. I did catch a commercial for Game with the Greats. I was going to ask you how I got tickets for that.
It's too late.
You can ask Mini Gary. He's the one that's... Yeah, Fred's mad at us.
Four.
We didn't pick up on something.
Well, I thought I've educated
what
you.
What did we miss?
I thought I've educated you on how to listen to a Bill Belichick press.
You did, and last week when he said Wade Phillips was predictable, I said easy win for the Patriots,
okay.
And I was right.
But you missed the thing this week that really validated what you guys have been saying for a year, and I'm surprised that you didn't pick up on it.
Okay, what is it?
It was either yesterday or the day before his press conference. Somebody asked him about Chad Jackson, and he went over the things that he's been doing, and he said Andy's become more mature. And he said it, he separated it off, and he said it in a way that made me think that that means more than just football mature.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm surprised you didn't pick up on that, validates everything you've been saying.
I heard him say it. I didn't really make a big deal of it in my mind.
I
still don't really get the big deal of it.
I think because we've been saying that his problem is not just picking
physical.
Up.
It's not physical,
right.
It's mental.
It's
But we knew we were right. I didn't need him to tell me
right,
I was
that's
right.
That's what I said
but
to Fred.
But I think this is a big thing for Belichick to say
the fans can think what they want. We know.
Right.
We work here. We know what
right.
the deal is.
But I think this was a big thing that
Belichick... So to the fans.
No, I understand.
Well, not necessarily, but
I know what you're saying.
It's an admission to those who thought that this might be a problem, that it was.
And we can take it all the way back. I understand what Fred's saying now. I didn't get it at first. But you could take it all the way back to the kickoff thing last year when we were all a little bit critical of his behavior, and a lot of people wrote in and criticized us for saying these things that we didn't have any quote-unquote basis for, even though we had people there. Tom was there reporting. They thought it was some sort of personal thing. I think Belichick somewhat validated that by including the word he's matured, which leads you to believe that the problem wasn't strictly a physical thing in terms of his hamstring problems and his knee problems, but it was also doing the things that it takes to get on the field.
Yeah, now
he's got the mentor.
I was saying to Fred last year, he kind of came in like he owned the place. I don't think the guys in this locker room really like that kind of attitude. Like Maroney now this year is night and day from what he was last year. And Chad Jackson kind of seemed to come in from day one like he was...
Well, I think that's their own fault. They treated a second-round pick like a first-round pick.
I'm just saying, I don't know if the players in this locker room really like that kind of...
I think he could have been taken in the seventh round. He would have come in with the same attitude that he
no,
did.
No, I agree, too, but
I think when
they
you have
just
that
fed
as a player,
all
no,
they did
I
is
agree.
Feed it. You were a second-round pick, and suddenly
that
every other
help.
Year it's only been first-round picks, and now you're getting a jersey and a picture and everything, and you're being treated special. Why are you special? You're not.
I agree.
You're a second-round pick.
I agree
pick.
With you on that.
I'll treat you like
we
a first-rounder when
time,
we draft
Fred,
you.
And even you admitted at the time that
yeah,
it was a strange thing because it was breaking points.
And it backfired.
Our two special picks.
Yeah.
It's more proof that they should stick with what they do. If you're a first-round pick, we'll treat you like one.
Right. So I just brought that up. And we also talked about Tom and I earlier that, you know, the way they ended up treating him was probably good for him, that they did slap him down. But also the fact that Moss is on this team this year, I think it's another thing that's going to help him in the long run. Because growing up as a kid in high school and a receiver, you got to look up to Randy Moss as far as his skills. I mean, he's the man. And now you're on a team with him. I think that's going to help Chad Jackson in the long run.
It could.
It could, and I think it will.
I think it definitely will because I think that Chad Jackson would have to be really blind to not see a guy with the immense skills that Randy Moss has acting and fitting in the way he has. I've been blown away by Moss in all ways, and I just think that if Jackson can't recognize that a guy of Moss's stature can do the things that it takes to fit in, then he's a lost cause.
I mean,
plus, I'm guessing
help.
Moss is saying some things to him as
well.
Well
yeah, and
along
you talked
the
about a story
of...
today from Karen. You said Karen Grigory in the Boston Herald.
Talking about the mentoring and that. But I'm guessing Moss is saying some things. You know, I wasted a few years. I didn't do the right things for a while and don't make the same mistakes I did. The one question I still have is when I saw him on the field, he didn't do what I've seen Randy Moss do, and that's get wide open, create separation, go up and make a play for the ball. I still have concerns from what I saw in the limited action last year when they tried to throw a go route and go get the ball. Well, he didn't go get the ball.
No, his mind was off football last year.
Yeah, but I don't think when the ball is in the air and you're trying to beat a defender, that's instinct should take over and you should go get the ball if you're going to be a great playmaker, and he didn't do that.
Let's not put it all and say that everything that happened to him last year that was negative was all mental.
Right.
It wasn't.
He had chances to make plays and didn't go make the play.
I think he had some. I think he had some maturity.
It was all his fault.
No, but I think he had some maturity issues. But I also think that Andy is right in that some of the physical things that they did ask him to do, some of them were outstanding. Like the catch he made against Minnesota, where he turned upfield and broke tackles and kept his hand on the ground to stumble forward for a touchdown.
I thought he made great catches early on.
The Jets play on the slant. Some of the things we were wowed by, and there were other things. The one against Chicago.
Was it Chicago here?
Yeah. There were a couple other things, just physical things, not that he ran the wrong route or anything like that. Just he didn't
give me that extra gear and go get the ball kind of thing.
Let's see. Stripper has an idea about the volume. He says maybe we should record it at a maybe we are recording it at a low bit rate. Maybe if we up the bit rate, the file will be bigger, but it'll sound better. It makes sense.
I have no idea, but not the cruise. Someone should know what's wrong and how to fix it.
Well,
right?
I think it's, you know, we'll work on it. Absolutely.
Well, at least this is a step from him saying, there's nothing I can do. It's fine. I did that. I did this. It's fine. It's fine. Nobody, no, that's their problem.
Oh, is that what happened when you guys talked to him about this?
We've talked to him at various times.
We did
like,
this week.
This week, but we started 3 weeks. No, in training camp when Mrs. B told us. And she actually had, I didn't know what she said, but she said he's got to do something.
Well, Chris, you know, you're welcome to call in and defend yourself because I don't want to.
Oh, boy, we don't need that.
He's a baby. He's
no,
not going to call
he's
in.
He's not a baby.
He's a baby.
He's a very,
call in, Chris, if you're a man.
He's an excellent webmaster.
I'm not saying that he's not, but he's wrong this time. And,
do podcasts fall under the webmaster title? Because if so, then right now he's not an excellent
webmaster.
Well,
apparently for Chris, nothing falls under
his
title.
That's true.
Jenna handles that.
Henry's in Norway. I just wonder, do you guys really dislike Eric the Leg? Into Craig
yes.
in South Carolina.
No
please,
comment.
Please don't ever, ever call again and say you were right, referring to the Cowboys game when he said penalties would be a big factor. 9 out of 10 times you're wrong. Fred, I sort of lost some respect for you after you picked the Cowboys to win against the Patriots. You're supposed to be the leader. You're supposed to say Patriots can't lose and stuff like that. I don't give a damn.
Stuff like that. I like that.
I don't give a damn if you pick the Pats to go 14-2. Don't ever pick against the Pats again or else someone else, Andy, will take over as the leader.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can go over to everythingbutpatriots.com with Paul.
Anyway, I'm not totally...
My resignation couldn't be tended fast enough.
Anyway, I'm not totally on the 16-0 bandwagon yet. I fear the Colts. I really fear them. I think they are an absolutely great team. They are the champs. It won't matter how good we've played this season when we face the Colts. They are the favorites, in my opinion. As long as they have Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy, they will be a team that can win the Super Bowl every year. I expect.
Wait a minute. 1 year ago, it was Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy are losers. They'll never win championships.
Jokers. This guy never said that.
But no, I'm just saying the general sentiment was they were losers. They could never win.
That email is somewhat the bizarro Patriots.com email.
Well, I expect Fred to lead us on and say that the Patriots can't lose. No way they lose a game. So long from your guy in Norway.
The one thing I'll say, Fred, is I don't know if. I picked it up in the press conference, Fred. I read between the lines. You'll be proud of me. According to Bill, they played the same offense every week.
You know, I was gonna make a
no wonder it's been so easy.
Yeah. I was gonna make a sarcastic comment. I go, so in other words, you really haven't done a thing.
Yeah.
You just keep beating the same
that's
offense.
All, you wrote up a single game plan and just went with it.
According to Bill, they played San Diego every week. Wait till they play the Colts; they could be in trouble.
What the only one I didn't get was Buffalo. Who's
yeah?
Buffalo?
I was gonna ask you. I was just gonna ask you the same question.
Who's the offensive coordinator there?
I don't know.
Isn't it Fairchild?
Steve Fairchild. This rings a bell.
He was with the Rams.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking Rams. It's not Chargers. So I don't know why it would be.
Yeah, that was the only one I didn't know.
Maybe Bill threw them in anyway.
I thought it was really funny though the way he said it. He goes, you know, we had San Diego, which wasn't San Diego, but it was all San Diego players, and then we had Buffalo, and that was San Diego, and then we had
got into a little Andy Hart made no sense rant.
Right. I mean, if you read that. Verbatim.
Right. The
and took it literally, you would have absolutely no idea what the hell Bill was talking about.
That's true.
Okay.
Fred, he was talking about the offensive systems that they've played so far basically have all been very similar. And like 4 out of the 6 have been basically San Diego's system.
Hmm. Interesting. Lee.
Good question, Paul. He's got nothing there.
Lee says, hey, Cork Soakers, do you think that Maroney could be held out for more immaturity than injury like Chad Jackson? Also, do you think BB takes his opportunity versus the Dolphins to work on the running game?
Well, depends whether Maroney plays.
I was going to say, it depends which one of those things ends up being
accurate. I
don't
think he's going to try to get Kyle Eccles
right.
more work.
If Maroney doesn't play, I don't see why you spend any extra time to try to work on the running game. I think
stupid, yeah.
I think you're going to get a second half.
The guy won't play when it matters.
I think you're going to get a second half full of the running game, however.
Right.
Because I think they're going to have a
but
big
that's
lead.
Not
and
working on it. That's just
no,
running the clock
that's
out.
That's doing, with
going
the best,
home.
Yeah, doing the best thing that you can do
keeping
to win
the score
game.
Down, as you say.
That'll be a first.
Okay. I went on record and said I think Maroney's going to play this week.
Okay. I went on record last week saying I think Maroney's going to play this week.
I'm going to stay on record and be the fraud and say I have absolutely no idea what these injured guys are going to do.
The only thing I'll say about the immaturity thing is I saw him make an Air Jordan leg spread one-handed catch on the field in Dallas, and then he was inactive. So if that doesn't put any stress on a groin or test...
Maybe it did. That's why he's not playing.
Well, no, but there was no trainers out there, no doctors. He was just screwing around with Falk and Evans. It was like they
diving
never even
around
thought...
around the locker
yeah.
room all the time.
I don't know. I mean, that would fall into maturity. He's not really hurt or, you know, that whatever, but yeah. I don't know.
We should say something about that AP story that was out there too.
That flippantly said he's not going to play this week.
Yeah, it said he
in like
won't
the
play.
Fourth paragraph, in the last phrase of the paragraph, said won't play again this week in Miami. Hmm. So, are you even listening anymore?
I am. Is Felker coming in today?
I would assume so. He comes in every Friday.
Let's see. Cali Girl has some actually serious stuff she wants to talk about.
Okay.
Her muffins.
She said she read an article today by Jason Whitlock on Fox NFL, and he had a very debatable
point. He bounced
back.
I read that.
Basically, he said that hip-hop is contributing to the rebellion and buffoonery that African-American football players cause on and off the football field. He gave examples like Chad Johnson and Larry Johnson undermining their head coaches, and the legacy left by Chad, Larry, Tank Johnson, Pac-Man Jones, and Michael Vick will be much worse when they leave than when they came in. Also pointing out that the Colts and Patriots have the two whitest teams in the NFL, Colts with 24 white players out of 54 and Patriots 23. And those teams are the league's model franchises. What are your thoughts? Living in Los Angeles, hip-hop is kind of a way of life out here. It's not just music, but it has become a lifestyle. I enjoy the music, and I am not rebellious and have been very disciplined all throughout my sports career. Although I am white, I don't know if that matters, but as Whitlock said, race is not the determining factor when it comes to having a good or bad attitude. Culture is.
Yeah, this is a big thing for him. He's thought, I've heard him say this, and he's actually written about this before, yeah. about the hip-hop culture thing.
It's like Bill
so this,
Cosby.
This is something that he really believes. I guess as a white person, I really wouldn't know much about it, but according to Whitlock, the more white guys you have on the team, the better you are, which I would always debate that.
Well, the one thing that you could say...
Plus, Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne are pretty good.
You know, Cali Girl asked us to kind of give us our opinions. I think it's a very dangerous area for you to kind of give opinions on
yeah.
as a white guy trying to say, well, what hip-hop culture, what role that plays in all of this. I don't know necessarily that it's a black-white thing. And like Jason said, it's more of a culture thing. And I'm not sure that we can really
right. and it's
offer an intelligent opinion when we're not really in that culture.
Right, but it's... I'm not even sure if it's just hip-hop or the group setting. All those groups that you join, whatever group you're in, you're acting like that group. You tend to, all the characteristics of that group, whether it's hip-hop culture or Milton Academy and whatever was going on there for different periods, you just kind of get pressured into stuff. And I mean, I don't really think it's a race thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and
I think Jeremy Shockey is one of the biggest.
I don't think Whitlock thinks it's a race
no.
thing.
But
the way he writes about it,
it's a culture thing.
Yeah.
But the whole hip-hop, don't you think that 50 Cent could start wearing a box on his head and a lot of African-Americans would start wearing a box on their head?
Probably.
Because those are the people that they kind of, that culture, like he's saying, is they have a lot of influence on the younger people.
Right.
And his point is that that's why these guys.
And the immaturity in that culture. Like you see 50 Cent just had a feud with somebody.
Yeah.
And they have all these feuds and they're public feuds and. I mean, that sort of plays into Chad Johnson acting like an idiot and having this public feud with D'Angelo Hall.
Well,
it's part of the whole game they play.
I think it's respecting authority, too. And I think that in football, there needs to be some sort of level of respect. There needs to be like a lightning rod in the middle that that directs everything, obviously the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the respect of, you know, if the head coach doesn't have the respect of the team, and I think if there's a culture there that you have all these songs and all this attitude where you're kind of taught not to respect that,
right.
I think it's hard to expect players to then sit there and fall in line. And I think that's what Whitlock's point is. I can tell you this, locally on WEEI this afternoon, they were talking about this story. Michael Hawley is one of the co-hosts. He is a black co-host, one of the co-hosts of the midday show. And he is up and on. He's enraged with Whitlock, saying that this doesn't have anything to do with hip-hop. And obviously he's a staunch defender of that. And he's really taking Whitlock to task. I think he's more suited to talk about the culture itself as an African-American than any of us would be. But...
Well, it's also what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Is the guy a certain way and he's drawn to hip-hop, or he's drawn to hip-hop and that it makes him act a certain way?
It's a cause-and-effect thing. You know,
and I also think the attitude...
How did you put it yesterday, Tom, with the thing with Criminal Minds? Are you made or are you born?
Yeah, are you born or are you made
that
way?
Well, I mean...
The attitude has nothing to do... I think on some level has nothing to do with race or what music you listen to. It's when you're as gifted as some of these guys are and as coddled as some of they are, it creates the way they act.
Well,
they don't think they have to answer, as Paul said, to anyone.
I think that's
the key.
Because
I'm the best damn player that they've ever seen, and they need me more than I need them.
But if you just look at it as, does art reflect life or does life reflect art? If you look at through the 60s and 70s, you know, conservative America was all up in arms about rock and roll and long hair.
Yeah.
You know, listening to the Beatles would lead you to take drugs. Mm-hmm. Well, that was crap. We know that now, coming out of it. The Beatles were just a reflection of society. The Beatles were just a reflection of society. It wasn't that society were a reflection of Beatles. I think it's the same thing with hip-hop. I think hip-hop is just kind of demonstrating some of the anger that is in the black communities toward the white community. I don't think it's the other way around, that hip-hop comes first, and then it's just reflection of what society is. So to blame it on video games or to blame it on hip-hop or blame it on rock and roll is crazy. Take a look at where these people who are creating hip-hop and rock and roll and video games are coming from.
Right.
And the only thing I would say about the on-the-field stuff, I remember watching Butch Johnson in 1979, moonwalking across the field, doing the California Quake with the... So I think that's been around forever, this kind of demonstration, and you go back...
But that's not detrimental to the team. A celebration after a touchdown isn't... What Whitlock was talking about is Larry Johnson's anger. You know, he's an angry, angry man. He gets up...
What has Chad Johnson done?
They're up 14... Well, he took a swing at his head coach at halftime of a playoff game. That's kind of detrimental to the team.
That never happened before with white guys?
Well, I'm not...
I bet you there was a lot of angry white guys
I'm not sitting here...
I remember Billy Martin get into a fight in the dugout.
But I'm not breaking down Jason Whitlock's column and the validity of... I'm just saying that this is what he wrote.
No, I know, but are there
the Larry
more of
Johnson,
now?
The Larry Johnson thing that he talked about was they're up two touchdowns with 4 minutes left, and he runs up the middle for a couple of yards. He gets up and spikes the ball, thus stopping the clock, thus giving a penalty to his team, and thus forcing the Chiefs to have to punt. Bengals went right down the field and scored and had a chance to win a game that they shouldn't have had a chance to win. It's just conduct detrimental to the team.
There's been idiots of all colors for all ages.
Absolutely.
And there always will be.
Absolutely. I think Whitlock's point is that...
Now, if he could prove to me that there's more of those guys out there doing more of that now because of...
It's a very flawed column because he's not doing research on all of the white players and black players and figuring out if these things are more predominant among one group or the other. I think that, you know, as a black columnist, he is able to opine on something that a white columnist probably would have lost his job for writing the same thing.
Now, Paul, did he... I know he mentioned the Colts and the Patriots. Did he mention the bad teams in the NFL? Do they have more black players?
The Colts and the Patriots have the most white players.
Right, but on the other spectrum, I'm saying do the worst teams, like whoever's been the worst team the last few years.
The only thing he just put one and two.
No, because then I think that would make his argument better. You know, if the two teams that had the losingest records over the
because if you said that the Colts have 24 white guys and the Patriots have 23 or whatever the numbers are, and then Miami has 21. What is that?
The Colts really have that many white guys? Everybody I think of beyond Manning that makes plays is not white.
Yeah, well, and he also had a couple
Dallas
of guys.
Dallas Clark, I guess.
Like it was black and non-black, really, because like he said, like if you include Anthony Gonzalez and that Freddie, I don't even know how to pronounce the linebacker's name.
Kieho.
Kieho. include those guys as white guys because they're not black, I think basically was his point. So, I mean, it was a whole can of worms of racism that you could open up talk about in a lot of different ways.
Like it or agree with it.
Yeah, I hate blaming art on behavior, you know. I think it's just a reflection of it.
So you hippie freaks were all smoking dope everywhere in the 60s before psychedelic music came out?
Absolutely. It didn't take Jimi Hendrix for me to get high. Scott,
hey, we got 40 minutes left.
Scott, New Hampshire says one reason that defense.
I think you just hit a button by accident.
Scott, New Hampshire.
Game
says
with the great.
We're talking about what defenses, why they're not great anymore. One reason that defenses are not as great is that the NFL generally changes its rules to favor the offense. Mm-hmm. People like to compare today's teams to prior years' teams using statistics. However, I think that some of the rule changes made by the NFL make this type of comparison difficult.
Yes, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that those rule changes really were implemented in the 70s. Like the really dramatic rules that favored offense that we see today, you know, like
blocking.
Well, you couldn't, you know, you used to be able to cover receivers everywhere. The 5-yard rule came in like 1978. I know that Patriots fans think it was instituted in 2003, but it wasn't.
Right. It was just enforced.
It was a point of emphasis.
Right.
I just think some, and I don't know how they do it, but some defensive coaches find ways to bend the rules more. Like you used to watch the Buddy Ryan teams. They used to maul you in the secondary. Belichick. Somehow, maybe they know what officials call it more than other, and they can get away. But somehow it seems like the good defenses, they're always more physical with you in the secondary, and they're getting away with stuff that you kind of, like Paul said, like it's been around for a while, but somehow they seem to get away with it at certain
times.
Well,
I said, you know, there have been good defenses for 1 year. Like the Ravens defense and the Buccaneers defenses were incredible for that year that they won the Super Bowl. But it's tough to sustain it, you know?
I think part of it is...
They've both been pretty good for a while.
Yeah, but, I mean, that 1 year that the Ravens won, I was telling Tom, I don't think they missed a tackle.
They were different that
I've never
See,
seen
I think you're always going to have the
I think
best,
the Ravens then... defense has been much better long-term. I think that pretty much since that Super Bowl year, they've had a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Tampa Bay has been a little up and down and whatnot. But... I think
for the most part, the Patriots have had a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
They haven't had that ridiculous year where just off the charts. But
right. They've had some, you know, franchise records and stuff with points.
Like, say this year, say it ends up they break all kinds of records. They don't allow any points over the last 8 weeks. Then all of a sudden people say, you know, it was pretty good the years before. And all of a sudden this generational defense looks better because they had the one championship year.
Do you think there's anything to the fact, with free agency and the is it harder to maintain defense or offense?
I say defense because you break up that Pittsburgh front four, then all of a sudden you can double team this guy. Maybe you can, because now if you're a good defensive lineman, they're throwing money at your feet, and it's hard to keep all. Like we're talking about here with Seymour, Warren, and Wilfork, that's going to be tough.
No, but I'm not talking about keeping them. I'm saying. Is the I'm accepting that there's moving parts are a way of the game. Okay, that's the way of the life in the NFL.
What happened?
Hello? We all went dead.
Hello?
And we're all back.
All right. Well, it's a way of life.
It's an abomination.
It's a way of life.
Just fall asleep and hit a button?
It's that morass again. The way of life in the NFL, Bill says it all the time. There's turnover. You can't avoid it. What I'm saying is, do you think that the turnover affects defenses,
offense,
cohesion more, or offense?
Offense. It's my old rule in the snow.
I think offense, too.
The offensive guy knows where he's going, and you can tell him where to go. Defense is reactionary, and you need to know what the other guys are doing. That's why I think.
So it's the execution of having different guys with you is harder to keep
comfort
on offense
defense
than defense.
Is like comfort on the offensive line, having an idea of what the guy's going to do and seeing the same thing and reacting to it the same way. I think offense, moving the ball, if a running back can run, he can run.
Oh,
if a talented receiver can play, he can play.
So you're saying that would affect the defense more than
– Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that might have more – well, you said offense, but I think you meant defense because the way you answered
no,
it.
No, I said – okay.
I got confused.
Dave, from the Philippines.
I don't even know if we're on, so no one's listening anyway.
He says, one, just because someone clicks on the link for your show doesn't mean they actually listen to you. If 100,000 people hit the link and you guys spend the first 15 minutes fighting among yourselves, there's probably only 11 or 12 of us regulars left for the rest of the show.
Who's that?
Thanks, Dave.
Two, I haven't noticed too
no
much.
No wonder they sent you to the Philippines.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed too much problem with the volume of the show overall, but sometimes one particular mic isn't set at the same level as everyone else. You need to ride the boards in there.
Eric.
That can be a problem. Depending on who has the quiet mic, it can
be
a good
thing,
too.
Same
I have
spot,
more
so.
Of a problem when two or more of you talk at once, although I think you've been better about it lately. I do download sometimes, but I listen on a computer, not an iPod. I don't know if that would make any difference.
I don't really care for Dave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he also has some things we said about the ladies there, and I think we should read. He says,
thanks for the advice from Marconi over there.
If you do
you
come
guys
here,
doing a better job at that lately.
If you do come here, not that I expect that based on your comments, please don't think that all Filipino women fit the stereotypes that you are discussing. If you're in a gentleman's bar, the $10 plus a condom thing will probably work fine. Again, I say stay out of those places out of respect for my wife. Although I suspect that if you want a real pretty girl, you may want to go up to $20 as the peso has increased in value against the dollar by almost 30% over the past several years. In other places, however, such a proposal would be a big mistake. The Philippines has a higher percentage of women in executive management positions. 50% of senior management positions in the country are held by women of any nation in the world, including a woman president. The U.S. isn't even in the top 10. If you come here...
Well, hang on a second, Fred.
What?
He's defending his people. Dave, I wasn't going to come to the Philippines, drop my pants, and spread and say, right. Okay, I'm here.
You might at the Capitol building offer the president $10 for an hour.
It's not like we thought all Filipino women were just going to have sex with us if right. we asked them
if,
to.
If you come here and assume that all the pretty women you see are working in the adult industry, you'll get in big trouble real quick. If you come here, treat Manila like New York City, you'll be fine. Treat Manila like one big red zone, and I'll be negotiating with the police to get you out of jail if you don't end up in a hospital first.
I'm never coming to Manila, so it's not going to matter.
I'll go anywhere.
Not me.
I want to see the world.
Well, go ahead.
So go ahead.
And that's why he's retiring.
Yep.
We just put two and two together here. This guy's going all over the world.
Yeah. Webradio@patriots.com. That's the email address. Jimmy in Orlando says, do you remember when the Colts played the Ravens last year? I believe most people thought the Ravens would win. The Colts D showed up in that game and stuffed the run, and the Colts ran a time-consuming offense. Do you think that the Colts could do that to the Pats? I've only seen the Colts once. Is their D as good or better than last year?
Colts ain't beating the Pats. How many points they score that game? 16?
Yeah, I don't think they can beat the Patriots that way.
No. The Ravens can't score points.
The Ravens
can't score points on anyone.
The Ravens can't score, and that's why they were able
to
win a game.
Did they even score 16?
15.
15,
I think
right?
It was.
Yeah, it was five field goals, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe it was.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
What?
Five field goals in that game?
Yes, but I think that the Colts' defense is better than they were last year. I mean, up until the end, the defense stunk.
We'll see this week. I want to see them play Jacksonville, a team they've had trouble stopping.
I mean, again.
Wait, are you comparing them to regular season or to the defense
that won
the
title? I also thought the Colts would beat the Ravens in that playoff game last year. I don't think I was the only one. I think a lot of people thought that
Indy
could win that game.
I think we all picked the Colts.
I picked the Ravens.
You picked the Ravens?
Yeah.
I think we all picked the Colts.
But I agree with Fred. I think this year's Colts defense, while still I don't think overly impressive, I think it's better than it was last year. Last year was a historically bad defense that just happened to get hot in the playoffs and went against, I think, a couple of well-placed opponents
but
in Kansas City
to me,
and Baltimore.
I think they've carried over that playoff defense to this year.
Yeah, I think it's a much better unit. First of all, I think they've upgraded by losing all of those wonderful starters that they had on that group that was, as I said, historically bad. Tom, rattles them all off all the time with Jason David and Nick Harper and Cato June. Those guys couldn't play.
Let's see. Lee says, if you listen to Maroney, he doesn't really speak Belichickian. He sounds like he thinks he's the man. Chad Jackson sounds more team-oriented now than last year. Maroney still sounds selfish and immature. Lawyer Malloy used to be selfish off the field but was a team guy during the season. I just wonder if Maroney wouldn't have played the last few weeks if he had an attitude like Kevin Falk.
Well,
now we're saying he was completely healthy the last
I'll tell you this. Unless Lawrence Maroney is an out-and-out liar, Bill Belichick has made the decisions the last couple of weeks of whether he's going to play or not.
Oh, I agree.
That's what Maroney said.
I agree with
unless
that.
He's out and out lying.
And we talked about this early in the show before you guys. I like the fact that Maroney thinks he can play, and wants to play.
He had the same attitude with the red jersey. Remember when he said, I can take a hit,
I like
they just
that.
Don't want me to.
They just
I like
don't want
that.
Me to.
But he shouldn't be talking about it. He shouldn't be saying that. He should just
I got no problem with
Fred,
I can take a
I know,
hit.
I know, I know what you're saying, Fred, and I know it kind of goes – I think that's probably what people are considering Belichickian.
Right.
But I think that as a young player, and Andy just wrote a story about this, and I think it's tough to sit there and allow yourself to be criticized as being fragile and not durable and all of those other things that go along with missing games when you think you can play. And if you think you can play and they're not letting you play because they're trying to do the right thing for the team, it's hard to sit there and say, you know what? All right, I'm going to have to let all these media people that don't know what they're talking about say that I don't have
it
enough.
It is hard,
enough
but you got to do it.
And matter of fact, Fred, a couple of weeks ago, you and I had a conversation where you wondered about that, about him.
Right.
And so, I mean, he hears these things, and I don't think that's easy for a young guy to just accept.
I just haven't really had a problem with, like, he's a different character. He's not, you know, if you want to get back to Jason Whitlock, he's not Teddy Bruschi. He's a different character, but I think you can win. Ellis Hobbs is a different character. Is Ellis Hobbs a prototypical Patriot? Heck no. Guy blabbering about his surgery before the freaking needle was out of his arm.
Did you see Ellis Hobbs' thing with his fiance last night on
No.
Channel 7 News?
No.
That's funny. He said he claims he's not as cocky as he as everybody thinks he is. I'm not cocky like everyone thinks I am. I laughed at him today. I said, oh, yes, you are.
What did he say?
He laughed.
Yeah.
Did you ask him when his next pick's going to be?
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Playoff action is back in Foxborough. Once again, your New England Revolution have advanced to the MLS playoffs and are looking for a return trip to MLS Cup.
Drives it for him, and the goal! 1-0 Revs! What a huge tally for New England!
Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Matt Reese, and the rest of the Revs take to the field in Foxborough, and they want you there to cheer them on to victory.
Takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Revs! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Individual tickets start at just $18, and significant discounts are available for groups of 20 or more. Bring your family or group, and don't miss a minute of this exciting playoff match at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS. That's 1-877-GET-REVS to get your playoff ticks.
Get your ticks.
And get the Revolution.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything! Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, welcome back to DFW in Progress.
I just thought of Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Well, you just can't wait to go to the bathroom.
You can't make fun of grillers. I already did it earlier.
Oh, sorry.
Got a tongue lashing.
The hometown meat products. We can't say bad things about that. Paul seems to be enjoying his right now.
He's like Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Oh. All right, guys. So,
he's so hungry.
You don't have to do it all at once.
See that bite?
Holy Moses!
I just want now. We're going to Miami tomorrow. Leaving around noon, 2, whatever.
Pool pond be good for you.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
And then we're gonna go watch the Red Sox tomorrow night.
Yep.
So, Paul, you gonna...
What time's the game? 8:20 again?
Yeah, 8:20.
Damn. A little earlier.
Paul can't talk right now. He's got half a hot dog in his mouth.
He's used to it.
But I'm hoping, Paul, you're going to join us. Just shake your head, yes or no. Yes, he is. Okay, good.
He's not going to sit in his... I assume that Champs, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that place.
He's got tons of screens, right?
That's a place.
No hula hands.
That's a place that's got that good salad, huh?
Yeah, good salad, good desserts. Yeah, you had a salad too, Fred. You loved it. Some Cobb or some fancy salad.
They make a hell of a salad.
All kinds of stuff on it. I enjoy good wings.
Yep.
So, because we usually go to Hooters, but Hooters all you get is wings. There's nothing else.
Their food stinks.
Yeah, it's the wings are okay, but if I remember correctly, Champ's wings were better than Hooters. Not better than Hooters. Better than Hooters wings. Had to clarify.
I like your boobs.
I'm back.
We got a lot of overseas guys emailing us, just desperate to watch the Patriots games, figuring out ways.
Well, can I say something that is going against a league sponsor a little bit?
Sure.
It was brought up on the show once before. Somebody called in and said, if you order DirecTV, the big package, the Sunday ticket, everything, part of your package is you can watch the games over the internet if you're not home. You can dial in somehow to their website. It's an extra $100, I believe. But if you know somebody in the U.S. who has the DirecTV package, they could just send you the login information and you could log in. So if you live in the world, call somebody you know in the U.S. who has the DirecTV Sunday ticket package. Give them an extra $100 and they'll let you watch the games.
DirecTV is if you live in the world, a big sponsor of the NFL.
As opposed to, I don't know.
Elsewhere in the world.
Oh, DirecTV pays about $300 million a year to the NFL for that package. So
That's the problem. What about the cable, Fred? Next time?
What about it?
2011 cable?
Yeah, I think probably.
What's that? They have the Sunday ticket on cable?
Yeah, because I'll pay the $400 or $500 for the two times I'm home. I just want to watch the games. I don't want to have a dish on
my think once
roof.
The DirecTV thing ends, they'll be able to open it up to cable. Because right now, part of the reason why DirecTV pays so much is to be the only ones with it. Mm-hmm.
You would really get that. You would spend $500 extra just for, if you were still working here, just to be able to watch twice a week, twice a year. Just for Dallas? Boy, is that sad.
It depends, how many Monday night games we have. Like, I would have to weigh it out. If I was only going to be home 1 week or bye week, then probably not. But if it was going to be three or four, maybe.
Well, you'd always have a couple of Monday night games, or at least one.
Yeah, but you get those anyway.
No, he'd be able to watch all the other games on Sunday.
Yeah, but we're always on the road on Monday night.
Right,
so.
I was going to say, we don't have home Monday night games.
That's true.
Well, I'd get it because my wife would want it. She wants to be able to watch all the games.
And you're rich.
No, I'm not rich.
I just feel for me, I've been complaining about this for 15 years.
Yeah,
so, but
you
I
have to get it out of principle. You're kind of principles, yeah.
You have a very lurid past with cable. I mean,
DirecTV.
DirecTV. You got into huge fights with them.
Yeah, they've hung up the phone on me more than once.
Is that ensuing? Is there a court case there?
I may still owe money. I don't have to look back.
So if they go to the 100 HD channels, you won't be able to make the jump?
Yeah, you ever hear of Allison Casali? She's never been a member of DirecTV.
What are the big channels that they're getting?
I don't know.
They're doing a lot of advertising.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to do something that cable can't.
I'm surprised Andy hasn't jumped on to DirecTV.
If it happens, it'll be next spring, because it's like they've made one jump now, and then the other one's by the first of the year or by early next year or something. But you know the whole bandwidth thing, that cable can't provide as many HD channels. They just don't have the bandwidth to do it. So sooner or later, they're going to have to start picking and choosing what HD channels they provide and which ones they don't.
Wow. So Versus will be gone and USA will be here?
Yeah, possibly. Now, the issue is, if you make the jump to DirecTV, do you get like NESN? I don't think you do right now in HD.
You'd have to weigh that.
Right. So
for me,
the thing I watch the most is the Red Sox and maybe the Celtics, Bruins, and NESN is the sports.
I get plenty of stuff on HD. I don't need 100 channels because I would never watch 75 of them anyway.
Right. Sometimes too much choice is not good.
That's
it's
right.
Just a waste.
That's why I like HD, because I just go through the 20 channels in HD.
Right.
I have to be honest, since I've gotten the HD, the $200 I'm spending for cable is pretty much useless. I just go through the 20 channels.
Yep.
The rare occasion that nothing's on, I'll probably go to the 200s, but
right.
I could live without
those. Yeah, you start in HD and go from there. One side note before we actually talk football. Fred, did you see Best Buy? Has made the first jump of any retailer to only digital TVs.
Yeah, no analog TVs.
No, not selling analog TVs anymore. All digital.
Now, what is the difference in terms of the TV?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It doesn't mean HD. No. Digital does not mean HD. They're two different things.
No, I know that, but I wanted someone to tell me the difference. What is an
analog? Because I always looked at director of new media.
Strippers will be emailing in.
But
any
I always thought it had to do with either the cable or the provider that you have, whether it's DirecTV or cable or the signal or whatever. But is it the TV itself?
Well, yeah,
that has a difference.
It's like the tuner in the TV accepts the digital and not the regular or something.
Strippers will know. Yes, I'm very surprised
that Fred doesn't.
The old Fred would have known. The new Fred, no.
You're a gadget guy. You usually know those things.
Digital is
plus
based on binaries, and
you know,
ran out of emails, Fred.
No, he ran out of information on digital TV. There,
binaries. It's all binaries all right, nowadays.
Read an email. We're all idiots, so read an email.
Bob says. About DirecTV Superfan Package. You guys are right. If you have the Sunday Ticket Superfan Package, you can log into your DirecTV account and watch any game through a DirecTV Sling Box connection.
So it have to be Sling
anywhere
box.
That you
so
have.
So now we have to buy a Sling Box? So why wouldn't I just buy a Sling Box and ask the friend to put it on TV and save the $100?
Right, but if you have, you won't get the whole package. If you want to watch any game, you need DirecTV.
So now I'm buying a Sling Box and paying an extra $100 for DirecTV.
Now you got it.
And doesn't the Sling Box only work on the channel that the TV is on?
That's correct.
So whatever game my friend's watching, I have to watch in Philippines.
But you can control your, if they let you, you can control their box remotely.
Yeah, but then they don't get to watch their TV.
Right.
See, I thought there must be something else because DirecTV is very good at not allowing you to get stuff for free. So that's the glitch.
Bottom line, aren't there those cards out there that you can get DirecTV for free?
Now, here's the deal. You want me to tell you?
Sure.
You can get those cards, but they're not like they used to be in the old days. Because the old days used to get them, and it'd be like 2-3 years before DirecTV used to zap you. So what you would do is you'd pay $350 for a card, then the guy would charge you $50 every time you got zapped. A few years ago, they started zapping every month. So now I don't know if the guys have caught up with DirecTV technology, but the last I knew, the cards were becoming useless.
Interesting. You just can't cheat like you used to.
No, it's terrible.
I remember when I had that black box for cable.
Remember those days?
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Used to watch fights and everything.
Porn.
Well, they used to do those things where
I was a little kid at my cottage.
During the pay-per-view events, they'd say, you know, dial this number now. If you're seeing this ad and you get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, those
idiots. But they were always sending it to people with black boxes.
Yeah, it's a lot of stupid people got caught that way.
Well.
So you got caught that way?
Say, in other words, Fred got caught.
I never had a black box.
I never did either.
Oh, they were great. You felt like you were the king of the world.
Yeah, my parents were always afraid that we would get caught and stuff.
And my mom didn't know. But her brother did give it to me.
My father's the one that got it.
Yeah, my uncle gave me mine. It was good stuff.
All right, it's Friday, and we won't be talking to you again until next week. So it's our last chance, guys, to weigh in on this game. We should probably do that before we leave today.
Won't take
When's the last
minutes?
Time anybody in this building has said Miami Dolphins? Bill, I mean, no, he hasn't really talked about them. It's you worried, it's Fred? True. No one's really.
Even you're not worried, Fred. You haven't even given me the tough division game on the road line.
We always struggle there.
It's hard to come up with, you know, if it was hard to come up with reasons why the Cowboys would win, I think it's
not for you.
Impossible.
You picked
not for
the
you,
Cowboys.
You picked them.
I know, but I think it's almost impossible to think how the Dolphins would win this game. It's
Could just, the Dolphins go winless?
Yeah.
I don't think
You can't.
I don't really think so either.
I think it's easier winless. To go 16-0 than
that's
just
what I was.
To go
my next
16.
Question was better chance. These
just
two
because
teams.
There's so many bad teams, you got to be able to beat one of them. Right.
That falls in the favor of both sides of the equation.
Well, I don't think Miami has played god awful this year. They've been competitive.
No, and we had an email yesterday that talked about that. There's three games that they probably could have won.
And maybe they get better at the end of the year with, like, all these younger offensive guys and win two or three games, and you say, boy, maybe a couple of things here or there. Maybe
or they pack it in.
Maybe they get the spark from Khalil Lemon. Maybe he played
maybe
a decent game.
Eric
put
loves
up,
him.
They put up a bunch of points last week. Maybe he plays like that more often than not, and they find a way to win a few games. I don't see him going 0-16. I think Tom's point is right on. 26 out of the 32 teams in this league are beatable by anybody. So the percentages of them playing a team that they can't beat are very small.
Yeah, they got two games with the Bills. You can't win one of those.
You can't win one game against Buffalo. You can't beat the Jets.
Right.
You know, there's got to be someone you can beat.
Bob has some clarification on the Sling Box. He says you do not need to buy a Slingbox to have another TV with the game on. DirecTV has an agreement with Slingbox that provides the technology. It just works.
So you just so
you pay the $100 to DirecTV.
But where's the Slingbox? Like, where do you where? I don't.
I'm guessing they send it to the guy who has the TV in the U.S. that has the package.
So whatever channel that guy's watching, you're watching. So
yeah,
if,
that
if
sounds
you're,
like
if
the
you're,
one problem.
If your buddy likes the Patriots and is going to watch the Patriots and has DirecTV, you're all set.
Or you get the buddy to, if you were really willing, you would have to have the guy has set up a whole separate TV just for you in like his guest room to.
Yeah, that's a lot easier than my scenario where you just find a Patriots fan. Andy wants your friend to build you your own family room with a TV and stereo equipment.
Well, Dave just checked out NFL.com because this is an issue for a lot of our listeners.
We're having a whole show on how to cheat the league.
He says he just checked NFL.com and there are three video options for access. The whole season watching any game is $275. The whole season watching only one game a week is $199. And for 1 week only, it's $24.99.
$275, that's a drop in the bucket. I thought you said it was expensive.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
But that's not HD.
No, it's on your computer, I think.
Oh, $275 to watch them on your computer?
Every game.
You're out of your freaking
mind.
Every
game in the NFL.
But they can't watch it any other way.
I just wouldn't
watch it.
You know how I am.
I wouldn't watch. Someone emailed in from Japan.
Andy barely shows up for the Patriots game.
He doesn't know what's going on around
now,
the league.
That's true.
And they don't even get the Super Bowl in
Now,
Japan,
the problem with
saying.
That is if your connection's bad, you're out of luck anyway. So you need a decent connection
but
to really enjoy
it. But they have high speed in most places, right? Well, not like
I don't know.
The Outback or anything, but.
You know, so it's interesting. $275 for the whole season on your computer. Or if you're traveling,
you definitely
you
wouldn't buy
get a
the
game for $25.
Definitely wouldn't buy the $199 for one team. That's a terrible deal.
No, you might
have $76
yeah.
more. You get the entire
might as well
league.
Just do the whole thing, right?
So you tell me there's a market here if I just brought a camcorder into every press box with us, set it up pointing towards the field, and had some sort of web hookup going out. If I told all these people to send me $100 each, and I'll tape all the games for them, $50.
I got video on my phone. I could attack and tape the games.
Are we missing an untapped market here?
What are you, like the guy on Seinfeld that goes and takes the movies and eats all the candy?
Bob has further clarification. He says, wow. No. I can watch any game that I want on my computer and any other game on my DirecTV television.
Okay, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, so I'm just going to stop now.
I really am.
So the guy in Philippines can watch any game he wants. He doesn't have to watch what his friend in the U.S. is watching.
Right, I guess. Okay. And Peter says the NFL.com video for $199 is terrible. Sopcast is entirely free and much better quality.
Sopcast?
Sop, S-O-P-C-A-S-T, but I'm sure it's illegal.
Fred told someone to go there and then earlier in the show and said, don't tell him I sent you. So
is that why Fred threw in the, I'm sure it's illegal?
Oh, wait, so
the
there's
end?
Somebody already doing what I'm doing? Broadcasting
basically.
The games illegally somehow?
Oh, yeah.
And it's better.
At sopcast.com?
Mm-hmm.
The rights and descriptions of this game.
So is this sort of like
disseminated
the whole music sharing thing?
It's
there's
like
an
Napster,
underlying
peer to peer.
And when I go to Sopcast, do they bombard me with all shady stuff that ruins my computer?
I don't know.
See now, how do you get away with that? You're out there on the internet.
You're only for a certain amount of time
until they catch you.
Yeah.
But how do they not get caught?
Well, they do eventually. They all get. It's like Napster turned into Kazaa or whatever. That LimeWire. There was like each one has their little window of like a few months that they're dominant, and then they go under. Or go to jail.
So there's a network out there of people who really need to watch these games.
Right.
You know, so if I was the NFL, I would do everything I could to start monetizing that overseas.
Why isn't the NFL network should go worldwide and all games outside the country would be displayed on?
I'm sure they love to, but
the NFL network.
It's just like you got to get on somebody's, you know, broadcasting network.
Yeah, isn't it like Sky Vision or Sky TV or?
Skype?
I don't know.
Not Skype.
Works.
That's different. That's phone, Paul.
Sorry.
Try to keep up.
Sorry.
Whenever there's money involved, it usually gets pretty complicated. You know, who's going to make
Fred.
Who's going to make the money on the game?
It's all binary.
Yeah.
The binaries. NFL.
Sorry, binaries.
The NFL, but if I'm your carrier, what do I get for letting you?
10%.
10%? Okay. Of what? You know, you got to figure that out. It's not that easy.
10% of 100%.
They can't even get NFL Network on all the channels in the U.S.
According to Andy, he solved world peace over here.
You know, it's
10%. 10% of what?
You wouldn't do it for 10%. It's 10% you're not making now.
Well, I don't know. You can't let these guys just roll in and, you know, you got to play hardball with them.
Who's these guys?
The NFL.
Why are you playing hardball with them?
And why are you advocating anybody playing hardball with the NFL? Don't you work for the NFL?
I'm just saying, that's why otherwise the NFL, I'm sure, would want to be on every television station in the world.
So why aren't they?
It just doesn't, it's not that easy, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
Also, you got to think
6 minutes to go.
Foreign language stuff, you know.
They just want to see the games.
Lot to talk
about.
So
you hire 17 different translators to type in the text.
Let's see. Dave says, Sopcast, never heard of that. I noticed that the NFL.com is advertising on the top of their page. I'll be checking that out this week, and I'll
let
you know how it works.
That sounds totally fishy.
So now something I got to go check this out now.
NFL.com is
advertising on the illegal Sopcast page.
On Sopcast?
On Sopcast.
What is Sop?
Now I really don't understand.
I don't either. So this is interesting.
Shouldn't you understand that you go to these meetings where they talk about this stuff?
Is this the man?
Do you not listen?
I listen less to them than I do to you guys.
So who do you listen to and what do you do?
Who do you answer to?
I'm just kind of like here hanging out.
I'm working on that resume tonight.
You know? Just kind of.
I told you every time I walk by his office, he's playing a video game or something.
Funny. Let's see. Somebody. For test purposes.
5 minutes. Boy, we really do need Felger on Fridays.
Where is he, by the way?
Not here.
Are there players?
Interns here, and the PR department was here like they were preparing for players to come. And
yeah, where were the players?
On the practice field. Bill said he was keeping them a little longer because he gave them yesterday off.
That's a good point, young Andy. He did say that.
I listened to press conferences.
He did say that.
Okay.
He'll make up for it today, he said.
In pads? I don't think they were in full pads today. I saw them go out. It looked like shells and shorts.
Yeah, not full pads today.
Well, when Tom Brady said hi to us in the hallway.
He did?
He did.
He did.
I said, that's a lie.
No, it isn't.
It's not a lie.
We passed him, and he goes, hey, guys, how are you?
Really?
He's talking to the low-level employees.
We're moving down the ladder. You know, we started with Bill last week,
Brady.
It's a good
thing Felger's not here because he'd write about that again this week. That's half the reason why I came down was just
to
yell at him.
I'd like to bitch slap that douchebag. Can we say both those? Did we decide that?
There was a lot of, I forget the show I saw last night, but there was a couple of different bitch references last night on an 8 o'clock show.
Really?
I don't know if it's the same if you use the word slap after it. I don't know if that makes it worse. I don't know.
Was that one of the WB shows that you watch?
No.
4 minutes.
No?
4 minutes left. I'm giving the countdown.
Are we out of emails? Because you acted like you had one, and then you
but
didn't read it.
I actually don't watch any of those.
Spam.
I don't watch any of those WB shows. But
six inches longer immediately.
Dawson's Creek isn't on anymore, Fred.
Okay. All right, well, that's
although
gonna,
he guest starred some on, last night on
minutes.
Something.
That's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We're off to Miami tomorrow, and, of course, we will see you next Tuesday.